attitude today, but our reading comes from Colossians 1. It's a description of the Son of God, of Jesus, and just what an amazing person and God that he is. So let me read this to you. The Son is the image of the invisible God. We need to go back one. Thank you. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. A wonderful picture of our Lord Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Or as another translation puts it, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Peacemakers. I wonder what you think of when you hear that phrase. On Monday morning, Derek and I took a walk across Kingston Bridge towards the river and Hampton Court. Many of you will know the path across the bridge. It's divided into two parts, one for bikes and one for pedestrians. And during the lockdown, this route has got very busy. But on Monday, as we approached the bridge, we saw that barriers had been placed across the cycle route with a big notice: cycle lane closed, and the bikes were being diverted onto a new route on the road. The path across the bridge was only to be used by pedestrians, so they could keep 2 metres apart. In view of the COVID restrictions, it seemed a sensible plan. However, as we walked across the bridge, walking in the normal cycle route, but the one now designed for pedestrians, a cyclist came towards us and shouted abusively, "Get out of the cycle lane!" I wonder how you would have responded. I think there are three options. You could retaliate and shout back, "You get out of my way, can't you read the signs?" You might have taken the opposite position. "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to get in your way. I appreciate you want to cycle here. Don't worry about the regulations, you do what suits you." A third way would be to politely ask them to stop and explain that although it usually is a cycle lane, the route has been changed because of COVID, and would they mind using the new route to keep everyone as safe as possible? It's not the best example, perhaps, and I won't tell you what Derek and I did. But the point is that there are different ways that people react to situations. And indeed, we may find ourselves reacting at different times in each of these different ways. I wonder what potential conflict you have faced this past week and how you responded. Sometimes we react in a way which creates more conflict and escalates a situation. For whatever reason, we become peace breakers. We disturb the peace. At other times, we acquiesce and we give in, even if there is a good reason why something would be better done or understood in a different way, even if our own needs get ignored or rubbished. We respond like this perhaps because we're scared of confrontation or a possibly angry response. We want peace at any cost. In this way, we offer a sort of pseudo-peace. We become peace fakers. In our better moments, we can be calm and try to bring about peace by thinking about what is the most helpful and positive response to a given scenario, and acting in a way which encourages others to do the same. In this way, we are being peacemakers. When you think back to the situation you faced or been aware of recently, I wonder how your peacemaking has been. Peacemakers, it seems to me, are proactive in seeking to work for peace, to be motivated by the better good of others, to set aside their own wants and desires, and to seek to promote well-being and wholeness wherever possible. Peacemakers build bridges towards and between people. Peacemaking can be very challenging. You may be misunderstood, rejected, misrepresented, and even unsuccessful. Peacemaking can be one of the hardest things to do, which is why the second half of this beatitude is so important. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. We can only truly begin to understand and respond to others as peacemakers because we have experienced the peace that God himself has given us through Jesus. As we saw in our reading, God reconciled us to himself through the death and sacrifice of Jesus. Only as we turn to him and receive all that Jesus has done for us can we be the peacemakers that God calls us to be. Only Jesus gives us the strength and the grace that we need. We will be called sons of God as we act out of gratitude and thanks to the grace God shows us, and so reflect his Son working through us.